following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, the ever-busy Pirate Radio Studios Productions. And we got a lot going on. If you've been paying any attention to the radio station at radio-memphis.com, you'd probably have heard about a lot of our new programming, or some of our new programming that is on the air. The existence of strange things. Friday nights at 10 p.m. Central. Produced by our company that produces this. We also have some other things in the works that are really going to kind of ramp things up for us. It's going to make us kind of busy, and it's all a juggling act, you know. It's just a matter of staying on top of it all and, you know, cranking out new stuff. A part of the inspiration behind that came from the simple fact that there is really nothing really creative out there. I talked about this, but I sound like Bobby Brady. I talked about this before regarding Facebook and Facebook Live. There's absolutely no original content occurring on Facebook. I see it all the time. I don't know. Especially when you're talking about Facebook Live, because people are like, you should see what I'm doing, and you know, and then they get upset. They get upset. They make up things. They get upset about them, and then nothing comes from it, which is sort of amusing because. Why would you create yourself a scenario to be pissed off about? It's misdirected. I'm upset. I got kicked off of Facebook. I got reported because it's me, because they don't like me. No, you're using copyrighted material. Facebook has these bots, you see. You think they're really just going to turn over their live platform to just anybody without having some safeguards in place? Now, granted, there are some problems with those safeguards. For example, there is nothing stopping you from setting yourself on fire on Facebook or shooting somebody or shooting yourself. As sad and as weird as that is, oh man, you have to bring everybody down. But it's the case. I mean, that's all there is to it. There's this weird thing about it. And when people think they're doing the right thing, and they go out and they go on the air with Facebook Live and they do something, and then they find themselves being shut down because they're playing music that they shouldn't be playing. It's typically what it boils down to. Or they're showing video that they're not supposed to be showing. And then they get upset, and everybody thinks that, oh, the world's out to get them. And it's not the case. You see it a lot in the political discussions that occur across the internet in various forms, like Reddit. You know, somebody voices an opinion about something political, and then immediately somebody gets offended by it, and they call that guy, well, you're just a liberal snowflake. You're just a problem. It's all, you know, deflect, deflect, deflect. No, it's just people are so, right now, they're so sensitive and so divisive about everything, that it's real easy for somebody to find a reason to be upset. Trust me, I don't need to look very far to find a reason to be upset or pissed off about anything, because it happens. Everywhere I go, there are things that I can see that would easily upset me if I were to be in that frame of mind. I try not to be, but nevertheless, back to what I was talking about, the original content thing. You know, we're creating all of these new shows, and I did say shows, it's plural. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of extra work. And we do this because it does go back to the simple notion that there is nothing original that is occurring. The largest gathering of human beings interacting with each other occurs at Facebook.com. That's a fact. These are people interacting with each other from across state and countries, across these lines, across oceans, all around the planet. And these people are interacting with each other. But if you notice what they're interacting over, it's nothing. I swear to God, it is nothing that is out there. And I go on, you know, well, this show is turning into a Facebook bash thing. Well, you got to talk about the things that people are talking about. And they're talking a lot about this. And as I cruise through my feed right now, it's people sharing, not really sharing, people posting cartoons, but making it out to be their own, which is certainly not the case. Yeah, don't get me started on getting your shit ripped off. Yeah, because there's that. And I'll get to that in a minute. But you've got another that you'll have like pictures of people having a party, which is fine. That's what that's for. There's a picture of my sandwich. There's, you know, there's all sorts of the detritus and the esoteric stuff that's out there. And it's bizarre. And there's music videos because people miss that kind of stuff. And sometimes people comment it and sometimes they don't. And, you know, wedding photos, events, but things that really have no bearing in originality. And because of that, we decided that we needed to do that. Do you remember the, I think it was Pixar. They did the film Robots. Remember that one? The animated film, Ewan McGregor was in it. Lily Tomlin is in it. Mel Brooks is in it. He plays Big Wheel. Remember that film? It's a cute film, and there's some pretty funny stuff. Robin Williams, I believe, is one of the voices that's in it. There's a line in there from the Mel Brooks character, Big Wheel, that says, "See a need, fill a need," and that's brilliant. And that was sort of the gist of the film, as this young robot leaves one little, you know, rivet town and he makes his way to the big city to fill a need. He looked up to Big Wheel and he wanted to be like him. And he you see a need, you fill a need, and that's what he did. Well, to not put too much of a fine point on it, that's kind of what we have done. At least what we're attempting. There is a need for original content. There is a need out there for things that people don't get at all. They used to, but they don't anymore because people got lazy. Producers got incredibly lazy. They decided to phone everything in. They decided because it would just be easier to not give a shit. And when that's the case, look what happens. You get a land full of mediocrity. And that's unfortunate because we've come to accept that mediocrity is a good thing. We talked about various restaurants, chain joints, and how they are like they're like eternal monuments built for the celebration of mediocrity. There's been several new places, quote unquote, new places we've tried here, you know, the restaurants that the wife and I have tried here in town. We vowed never to go back because it's just, you know, they think it's all really clever and cute in their execution and design. The food blows. Well, we're just trying to be different. You should try our pancakes because they're really good. And our name is Clever. And it's not going to get it done because there's no creativity. Realness, if that's a word. There's nothing substantial about that. And as a creative individual, as I like to think I am, I find that distressing. Everybody has some sort of streak of creativity in them, but I think what is going on, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I think that most people are would rather not be that, or they would just, you know, you look at somebody who's like a painter, a physical artist of some sort, who would at one point create beautiful works of art, but realized that he didn't have to work so hard at that craft and just started phoning it in. Just doing lesser pieces, works that don't really have a message or meaning. And just forced it. And when that happens, you're filled with mediocrity. Now, on the flip side of that, there's this whole idea of prank videos. that's a big thing. And they think it's funny. It's not, personally. I don't know. Maybe you might find it funny. I don't. I think it's dumb. I would say it's sort of juvenile humor, but it's not even that. It's just really pathetic. It's a poor attempt at trying to be physically funny at the expense of others. And it's a shortcut to internet stardom. Because that's sort of the vibe. That's what people want to do. They want to be famous. They want to be famous. And with that fame comes adoration and glory. And they think that's a shortcut. There's no shortcut to any of this. There's no shortcut to success. There's no shortcut to just... You could be a flash in the pan and may get lucky and have a video go viral once. Prime example, the Chewbacca mom. Remember her? The fuck is she doing now? She's still trying to cash in on that stupid video. That's what's going on there. She was charging $20 or $25 a skull for an autograph at a Comic-Con. The fuck is this woman coming from? It doesn't work like that. But now, nobody gives a shit. Because we've moved on. We've moved on to whatever the next big thing is. And if you notice our attention spans, it's not that they have gotten shorter. It's just that I think our patience for what we consider to be amusing has gotten a lot thinner. Because there's no creativity out there. There's nothing new. Television still does a pretty good job of that. HBO is really good with it, as you know. Those of you who watch Game of Thrones, frankly, it's not my speed. I've never seen one single episode of it, so I don't know. But it seems to be good, and people like it. That's all well and good. Shows like House of Cards, a show which I do see and I can speak of, because it is. It's very well done. It's very well written. It's very well executed. These types of shows that exist out there, they do really well because there's nowhere else that you're going to get that kind of creativity. The originality of our society has been watered down to nothing. And it goes even further than this, is that you do something that there's a shred of real creativity to it, and you put it out there. Next thing you know, it's been picked up by somebody else where they can steal your views and they can get the traffic and all this stuff. Even though it's your work, your shit just got stolen, man. Trust me, I know what it's like. Ever since Radio Memphis came on the air, our shit has been stolen a lot. And that's why, back in 2011, having the forethought, having the forevision, if you will, the forward view of things that I thought, you know, may not be a bad idea to trademark this stuff, which I did back in 2011. Radio Memphis became trademarked. And we did that to protect ourselves. We keep an eye on certain things that might fall into our wheelhouse. You just do that. That's just smart business. If you are looking to get into some type of creative work, I highly recommend you go through the process of trademarking your stuff. You also have your stuff copyrighted as well. Now, copyright's different. A copyright's a body of work. By virtue of this show being published, is a copyrighted broadcast, if you will, or podcast. It'd be kind of hard to rip it off. You could try, whatever you want to do. I don't give two shits about that. But as far as the name by which this comes under, there's a trademark that exists. It exists through the company that runs it. It's a trademark. And you can get into trademark violations and stuff like that. That sort of protects your work. And you know, it's almost necessary in a sad way because people have gotten to be so lazy about their creativity. They're so lazy about the work that they do. And as they feel, it starts innocently enough, they go like, man, I need to do something. I need to do something different. I need to do something fun. I need to put some video. I need to put a picture together. I need to make a bit. I need to do something. And they've got like some type of writer's block. So they do what a lot of people do. They take to the internet for inspiration. There's nothing wrong with that. Classical painters from hundreds of years ago would often go for a walk in the woods to seek inspiration to find what they would say. Oh, there's the picture I've been looking for. This is the thing that I want. This is the moment I'm trying to capture. This is the message I'm trying to convey. So they'll often go and look at people. Sit in a town square, perhaps, with a glass of wine and a piece of bread as they watch people do what they do. and there's inspiration that comes. Now we do something very similar. We cruise the internet. Where do we go? We go to Facebook. We see something, and instead of twisting it around and making it different, oh, we'll just flat out redo it. Let's flat out fucking steal it. Now, the circle of mediocrity continues, and it becomes an echo chamber. It's the same thing over and over. Look, I like cat videos as much as the next guy, but I think we've pretty much covered the gamut of what cats are doing. But there's nothing new. We still do it. We still put videos together of the cats. It's typically because it's the person that's doing the videotaping. It's his cat. And he's going, oh, my cat special. He's done something really incredibly stupid. I got to videotape it. And then it gets done, and then people go, oh, look at this cat. He's so dumb. And then he gets the traffic, and then with the traffic come ads, and with ads come money. Nevertheless, it's still a cat video. Did you know that there is a group of people, they're talent agents, whose job is to represent your cat? If your cat becomes remotely famous, your cat can have an agent. It's an odd world. You can't find an advertising agency out there to give two shits about what's going on the internet. But by God, you got a cat. He's a three-legged son of a bitch who likes to ride the vacuum cleaner around while you vacuum down your living room. Oh, we're going to get him an agent. We're going to hook him up. We're going to get him a cat food deal. He's going to be in a calendar. It'll be a blah, 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 blah. We're going to make an animated film about your cat. Because it's so mediocre that it seems like it would be the right thing to do. And it seems kind of counterproductive. But by God, you do something new and different and unusual and you put it out there. I've told you this before. The secret to success, you know what the secret to showbiz success is? Give the audience something they've neither seen nor heard before. That's it. That's all there is to it. So when you do that, this is the second time I've mentioned that on this show. When you do that, you're scaring people now. Have you seen this? Have you seen this video that so-and-so did? No one talks about it anymore. They just share it. Hey, take a look at this. I think it's cute. I liked it. I put a little heart on it. Loved it. And I think what probably creates another issue is that you can't, even though if it's really good, you put it out there and then somebody steals it and crops your logo shit out of it so they can get the traffic. I mean, it's just highway robbery. It really is. And nobody gives a shit. They just do it because they know that traffic equals money. So that could be what's stifling a lot of the creativity that's out there. That could very well be. Because some of you artist types that listen to this will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's part of the reason why you rarely see stand-up comedians putting their stuff up on Facebook. Very rarely. You would think it'd be a natural fit. They rarely do it. I guess a lot of it is because they feel that their stuff is just going to get flat out stolen. Understandable as it may be. I don't know why, but you would, you know, steal someone's joke. It happens. I've had that stuff happen to me. I've done something, posted something online that was original content, and then somebody twisted it and made it their own and posted it again under their name. I sent the guy a message. Dude, really? But you got to look at the rules of Facebook. Whatever you post to Facebook technically belongs to Facebook. It doesn't even belong to you anymore. So you got to kind of brand it. You got to watermark it. You got to do something. You got to take care of that stuff. What you put out there in social media, in theory, should not be your best work, but it should be good enough to drive people back to you to find out what's going on and find you in the other avenues. Much like this show. So yeah, you have to maintain that creativity. You have to keep going, and you can't stop. You can't stop doing it. You got to reach down and find what's out there. You know, I'm looking at a video right now on my Facebook feed, which is stupid. It's the sniper prank in the hood thing. A, it's fake. B, it's racist and classist and classless. And C, it's not funny. It's absolutely not funny. There's like those prank videos. You know, this always starts with somebody sleeping, and then somebody sets off a bunch of fireworks in the bed. Man, or hitting somebody with an air horn while they're napping. Good God almighty. Oh, you got to see this. This is hilarious. No, it's not. It's not funny. It's stupid. It's not even creative. And most of it is fake. It is, you know, it's staged. However, I was shocked to learn that if you're familiar with the Dude Perfect videos, you know, the bros that are making those wild basketball shots and all that goofy stuff. Did you know that they actually do those shots? That's not camera trickery. I saw an interesting story about that. But good for them. They are, I guess, trying to be creative. But once you've seen a couple of their videos, you've seen their entire collection of things. That's kind of how that is. So after a while, that one-trick pony show tends to become a little tired. It's the same thing. Over and over and over. It just never stops. So by trying to adapt as an artist, I guess that's what I'm getting at here. We grow as artists at Radio Memphis because we are reaching in and doing new and different things. And we've got some great stuff that we're in production with, you know, well, hell, The Existence of Strange Things. We got another show that's going to be debuting sometime toward the end of Halloween. I can't really elaborate too much more than that, but that one's going to be really special. And as we get through the end of the year, I think we may even have a third show. There's on the slate, there's like about six or seven different shows that are coming. And it's a matter of kind of, you know, keeping it all in balance. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it, though. That's the thing. For an artist who's creating actively and reaching in and pulling something out of themselves that makes it real and entertaining for something else, is, yes, it should be a lot of hard work, but it's good work. That's the beauty of it. And people that aren't professional artists by any means, it's kind of the best way to describe it is that each time you sit down to create, you reinvent yourself from the inside out each and every time. It's a lot of work. So, yeah, we get a little pissy when somebody steals our shit. But at the same time, let's see how far this goes before, you know, things happen. Yeah, got my eye on you, baby. Got my eye on you.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's 6 years. We really have gone.
Why do we always come to this when you and I sit down and do this?
Because it's nice to revisit the past and I don't know, wallow in our own misery. But apparently, you know, ideas come. You cannot copyright or trademark an idea.
No.
You can't protect that stuff. Now, in the 6 years that Radio Memphis has been on the air, some really cool things have happened. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of success with these things. But at the same time, there are those out there that have decided, oh, we're going to do that too. And then they go and they do it and then they F it all up. And you just scratch your head and go, you're an idiot.
Well, I mean, whatever.
You have to let people do what people do to a certain extent. Now, if somebody were to create a Radio Memphis out there that was a direct competitor to us,
right,
don't think for a second that our legal department will be on them like a duck on a June bug.
That's it.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right on. Speaking of creativity, the arts, and all that fun stuff, how about we get into a little music from this young lady? She is relatively brand new to the Radio Memphis Library. Her music first came to us back in May, I believe. The month of May. Very good country singer. She's got the sound down. She is from Memphis. She was a guest at Radio Memphis at one point. Very talented young lady. She's got a record out, and we're going to play a cut off of it. It's called Shoulda Known Better. This is Rachel Wise from Radioland.
I shoulda known better than to walk away. I shoulda known better and I shoulda stayed. You shoulda known better than to let me go that night. I couldn't see the sun on the brightest days. Couldn't see the love a thousand ways. Couldn't see the light that was shining in my face. And as we walked away from all we had, should've let it show how much you love me, so I would know that as we walked away from all we had, we realized that it wasn't all that there. I wish you'd come back, yeah, I wish you'd see that we belong, you and me. Go that night. I couldn't see the sun on the brightest days. Couldn't feel the love a thousand ways. Couldn't see the light that was shining in my face. And as we walked away from all we had,
Rachel Wise is who you just heard here from Radioland and Should Have Known Better. Go get the song. Go find Rachel. She's a lovely young lady and very talented, as you could tell. And go find out what she's got. And buy her stuff. Play it. Tell everybody else you know about it. It's good. It is all good. Yes, and she's been a part of the Radio Memphis scene for a bit. So there is that. So there. Right on, kids. Well, you heard what's coming up next time. It's time to move along. I got places to go, things to do. Trouble to get into. You know how it goes. So what I recommend that you do, kick back and relax. Take time. Smell the roses. Be creative. Find what turns your crank and make it your own. And don't let anybody steal from you openly. Right on. Does that work?
Does that work? Is that all right with you?
In the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.